to have you back at Believers Academy. My name is Haley.
And my name is Jason. We are talking about how to stop spiritual drought. We've covered step one, stir up real faith. Now let's continue with step two.
Step two is to stir up the power of God in you. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power." You need power to defeat the enemy and to live an abundant life in God. This power is available to every Christian. Like a mechanics tool, it's used on purpose and directed to a specific need.
You personally don't have the power of healing, but God does. You can't multiply food or stop storms, but Jesus can. God gave you His Holy Spirit so you can use His power to heal, to help, and to encourage yourself and others. The power of the Spirit of God is in you. You can say, "Peace, be still," to the storm, and it will obey the Holy Spirit within you. You can bless the food and watch it multiply to feed the hungry. You can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You can preach the good news of Jesus Christ and lead others to salvation.
Can you do this by yourself? Of course not. But you are not by yourself. You are filled with the Spirit of God and His power. In fact, every resource you'll ever need to do what God has called you to do is inside you. All you need is to stir up those resources.
Make this declaration with me. In the name of Jesus, I stir up the gift of power that's within me. I'm stirring up the power of God that I have through the Spirit of God. I am stirred up. You have a job to do, and you have everything you need to do. Stir yourself up. Isn't it exciting to realize you have the power of God already at work in you? Here are some activities designed to stir you up for good works.
First, check out the study document, Faith Activities, available for download.
Second, continue to speak those confessions and the scriptures we heard in this teaching.
And third, read the study of the powerful works and words of Jesus in the Gospels.
And lastly, ask God to work through you to exhibit His power to others. Be sure to keep going on these lessons and keep stirring yourself up. We have more lessons in Believers Academy on how to stop spiritual drought. So see you really soon. And remember, Jesus is Lord.